Okay, today we're going to learn the Sugya Masik Rishasai. We just want to mention again what we said at the end of Shia yesterday, because we're going to touch on it again. In the Sugya Tsarasaita, where our Gemara held that a Vaday Saita does not need Chalitza. If you have a Vaday Saita, so Tumuk Sivba, and there's no Chalitza. The Ravid Paskin that you do need Chalitza. That's what we said yesterday at the end of Shir. That by a Vaday Saita, even though it says Tumuk Sivba, you still need Chalitza. And he said it's a Svara. And the Svara sounds like a very good Svara. If you have a man who's married to a woman, and she's Mizana Tachtav, she's a Vaday Saita, she needs a get from her husband. From her husband, even though she became a Saita, definitely was Mizana, she still needs a get in order to be Teres La'alma. Dr. Ravid, from the husband, she needs a get. From the Yabam, she should need Chalitza. It's the same Nekuda. She got married. Never became totally... Even though she was Mizana, she never became free from the ishus of the marriage. So just like the husband's alive, she should need a get. If the husband dies, she should need evil. This was the Ravid's Svara, which everyone disagreed with because it doesn't fit with our Sugya. Our Sugya says Beferish that a Vaday Saita does not need Chalitza. So we have to say the Ravid holds it to Machlekes HaSugyas. But in Svara, we still really need some kind of terence. The Ravid has a good time. If you're married, you need a get. So if the husband dies, you should need Chalitza.
Like any
Erva, a real Erva, in Kedushin Taifs, somebody went to marry his sister, so since Kedushin's not Taifis, or you mean like any Erva that falls?
Yeah.
I mean, if somebody marries my daughter, if my brother marries my daughter, and then she falls to me, so she should need Chalitza because she would have needed a get from the husband. There's Taka good Svara, and you're right. It's only Eskazer Sakasa from Achaisisha. Like we said, you're right. So he will say that it's Eskazer Sakasha. Tumuk Sivba is like a Hekish Tachaisisha. And they'll have the dinum of Achaisisha. Okay, that's a good mahalach. That it gets a din like any Erva. We learn out of Achaisisha that it's Pater. Mibim Achalitz. Zeinai Leibim, Mele Zeinai Lechalitz.
Okay.
The Ravid's the Svara should apply to the Saita herself. What? Well, what's the Lashon? Is he saying about the Tzara or about the Saita? Right. It's true. The Ravid himself, because of a Ravid, Avagai Biksiv Batuma, Boi Chalitza, Oihi Oi Tzarasa. That's his Lashon. His Lashon, the Ravid is brought in the Rosh. Oihi Oi Tzarasa. So he's saying it on the Vaday Saita itself also. Okay, so we're going to come back to this. Let's start the Sugya Masik Rishasai. Boi Yudai Rabbi Yehuda Merav Sheshes. Okay, we're going to learn up the Gemara. It's a long piece of Gemara. I shouldn't say it's not as long as it looks. It's exactly as long as it looks, but it's not. There's not so much back and forth. Well, let's see. Hamazik Rishasi Mishnisus Umei Tzarasa Mahu. What is the din of Hatzara? Now, right away, when it says Tzara, we know the only Ptur Tzara is if it's connected to Litzrar. There's no Ptur of Tzara unless it's connected to Litzrar, to being an Erva. So the Gemara says, Aliba de Rabbi Yaisi ben Keeper, Leiti Bayalov. He holds, Kivan Dama Rabbi Yaisi ben Keeper, Tumma Bamazagur Shasai Hudik Siva. Since he says that the word Tumma applies to Mazagur Shasai, Sarasa Kamaisa. So then it's easy. Just like we said by Saita, that if it says Tumma, it gets a din like an Erva. The same thing by Mazagur Shasai. If it says Tumma, it gets a din like an Erva. So here the Gemara is a Havamina. The Tayeva, she is a Tayeva, but not the Tzara, he is a Mamayit Tzara. So the Gemara, no. It's coming to mind something else. He tayeva main banea tayevim. Hatsarasa tayeva. The tzara is just like harm. They have a din erva, and a tzara serva. And ein baneha tayevim, what does that mean? I would have a hava mean that the children are psulim. It's really hard. This gemara is a little hard. Why do I need a pasuk he tayeva ve'ein baneha tayevim? I saw the Elisa Shachar, Shtayman is the Kasha. Why do you need a pasuk ein baneha tayevim? We don't make up a new isurim and mamzeris. We're not talking about it. So the children won't be a mamzerim. But even psulei kuhuna, why would I think the children are psulei kuhuna? It's not one of the psulei kuhuna. Kai is not allowed to marry Zaina, Grusha, and Chalutza, could be the Rabbanan, and the Chalal. It's a little hard to understand. Why do I need a pasuk? Hi tayeva ve'im baneha tayeva. So I don't know the answer to the question. But anyway, the Gemara says it's a niyan. Hi tayeva ve'im baneha tayeva. Hatzarasa tayeva. So light the chachami, light Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur, there's no shayla. Halakha, according to Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur, there's no shayla. Zicha, it's an erva, and zicha, the tzara is pater. Ki tabaya lach alibi de rabbanon. Avgav damar rabbanon tumma besaita hu diksiv. Even though the rabbanon say, tumma says by saita, but ain't bekriyatim idei pshutai. But pash b'shad in the pasuk is talking about as a grushasai. Or maybe once I say the pasuk is talking about saita, it's talking about saita. So this is the ibaya. What's the ibaya? Is there any ibaya if you say emikriyasim edek shutai? Is that the shayla? Do you say emikriyasim edek shutai? We always say emikriyasim edek shutai, no? What's the shayla? Do you say emikriyasim edek shutai? Or do you say kimi di yakar yakar? You always say emikri yetzim dey pshutai, no? So. Again, I don't know. Farshim here also go through the Amid very quickly. I don't see anybody who mentions anything on this. Ikadi Amri, a second lashon. So again, the same shayla, but the other way. When?
In Akhenamah, we have that a lot. What's Tumma? Tumma, we're making the drasha meet Erev. Maybe
we're saying, Akhenamah, it's Pshutai, but Pshutai doesn't mean Erev in the first place. So maybe the shayla is it Pshat in the word Tumma, then Pshutai? Or is it a drasha on the word Tumma? So then.
Then Pshutai, you don't have it.
Then it's not Pshutai. It's a very nice pshat. It doesn't fit well into the Gemara. Emikrisim de pshutai, and pashup pshat in tuma is erva. Dilma kim di yakar yakar. You have to stop it in a little bit. Dilma kim di yakar yakar. For the drush of tuma, since it's not talking about this, it's not talking about this. Okay. Ikadi amri, a second lashon. Aliva de rabbana lai tibay yalach kim di yakar yakar. Isakar yakar. Second lashon zicha holds that we don't say here ein b'kriyasi b'dei pshutai. Ki tibay yalach aliv Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur mai. Avagav dam Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur. Tumma b'mazag grushasai hu diksiva. Even though he says the word tumma says b'mazag grushasai. Miyut rachmana hi tieva vein tzorasa tieva. Maybe I should have a miyut that says that the tumma goes on haran and on hatzara. Oy dilma hi tieva vein b'neha tieva tzorasa tieva. Maybe she has the same din as her husband, as a tzara. Tayeva, what does that have to do with tuma? So funny, the Aruch HaNes is the other way. He says, isn't tayeva the same as tuma? Why do you need the word tuma? The word tayeva is the same thing? So I don't know. Tayeva means an abomination. What does an abomination mean? Huh? Something we dislike. You abominate something because you dislike it. So I don't know the answer. I saw the Aruch HaNer, he asks, why do you need a pasuk tayeva? Why do you need a pasuk tuma? You have a pasuk tayeva. So I don't know. Again, hard to know how to dash him sukkim. But I suppose that tayeva could mean the same thing. So we have an ibaya. It took up almost half an amid.
Thank you.
Teva, he definitely goes on as a grusha, so, right?
Right. He
will like Tzoras. If you use the Lashon Tumma, I mean, she's an Erva, and she should pata Hatzara. So the Pasuk Kazan says, Amiya Teva, he will like Tzoras. From Tumma, I would pata her and the Tzara from Yibam. So I need Teva, he to be my Tzara. That makes sense. Okay, so we have the Ibaya in two versions. We're going to have to discuss both. So, how cut what the Gemara is doing. Gemara is one Shiloh like the Chachamim, one Shiloh Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur. Shiloh is the same Shiloh. What's the din of Tzaras Mazav Rishasa? Now, the Hiftas Pshita, nobody spends time on. The Hiftas the Shiloh, that's what we're going to have to discuss. Amalei Tinisua. I'll bring you a Raya. So, Gemara brings a Raya from the following Mishnah. You have a man, he's Yisrael, and two women fall to him to Yibam. It's a regular case of Yibam. One of these women is Asa Tekuna anyway. Let's say she was a Grusha from a previous marriage, or she was a Zayna from before. Two women fall to Yibam to this man. His brother died, and had two wives. One is a Psula. Now the Emes of Pshat is Psula, means Psula La Alma. Now don't get confused. La Alma doesn't mean to the whole world. La Alma means to Kayanim. So the correct shot, which we're going to say here in the Maskana, is that if a man has two tsaris, his brother's two wives, fall into Yibam, one is a regular woman, and one's a woman who's also a Kayanim anyway. If he's going to do Chalitza to one, he should do Chalitza to the Psula. Why? If he's going to do chalitza to the kshera, to him there's no difference. What's the difference to him if the chalitza is done by the kshera, the chalitza is done by the psula? No difference to him. But to other kayanim in the world, there's a big difference. There's a kayan that might want to marry this kshera. The psula, no kayan can marry anyway. She's a grusha from before. The kshera might ultimately want to marry a kayan. A kayan might want to marry her. And by doing a get with her, it's an avla. The avla, like the Gemara is going to call it, you don't do something that's going to be bad for other people if there's no difference to you. This is Zok the Gemara. If he chooses to do chalitza, he does it to the psula. Shouldn't ruin it for anybody else. If he does yibum, to the ksheira. Why dafka the ksheira? What? So maybe it's lav dafka. Maybe mahomi yabim, it could be yabim even the ksheira. What's the difference? Okay. My ksheira, my psula. Ilay ksheira, ksheira la alma, psula, psula la alma. If it means kasha to the velt, and pasul to the velt, again, alma meaning kayanim. Kim le didei chazi, my nafkale mina. He's not a kayan. So what's a nafka mina to him? Elamav, ksheira lay, psula, psula lay. Elamai means to him it's kosher and to him it's pasul. Umayni umazagrushasai. What's a mitzvah psul to him and not to others? Mazagrushasai, it's a psul dafka here. Tanyim haibi yabim yabim lakshera. So we should be paishiti baya by assuming the Yana Mishnah is talking about mazagrushasai. Aflakshera. Either. It doesn't mean both, it means even. Why? Rashi says, "May not claim him. Haida labai lachlites." Well, yeah, may by them. Says Rashi, the Mishnah saying dafka. That's what Rashi and Rashi. Okay, got to try again, Ezra. Why does Rashi mention Yibam though? Why does Rashi mention Haida labai lachlites? I understand. This is part of the kasha, although we're not answering it. Okay, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara wanted to bring a raya that Mishnah is talking about Mazag Rusha. So the Gemara says, Lai lam kshera la kshera la alma. Psula psula la alma. What does that mean? So everybody, alma means kuhuna. Kshera means kasha la kuhuna. Psula means psula la kuhuna. Udekamer kibun l'didei chazi menafkalei minah. Teretz is a chiddush m'shum d'Rav Yosef. D'am Rav Yosef kan shana Rabbi. Lo yish b'chada mei bayrai v'cheinu tzrichin lahem. Peladik a chiddush. It's also for a person to waste something he doesn't need if other people need it. Not only if other people need it, if suffic other people need it. Right? It's a suffic, right? He, well, why shouldn't he do chalitza to this woman? Because he's going to pass law to a kayin. Who says a kayin's going to want to marry her? Vice says, even if a kayin just might want to marry her, it's also for you to waste something if maybe someone else is going to need it. That's what it says. That's what it says here in the Gemara. Right? What? Not more than a maybe. How many people marry kayinim? Right? Most people don't marry kayinim. Okay, still not vaday that you're going to marry kayin. Maybe it's 50-50. Not more than 50-50. So by my giving chalitza to this kosher, I'm causing a potential loss to a kayin, not a vaday loss to a kayin. Chalitza. Because if I do yibum, no one's going to marry her. She'll become an eshes ish. It's going on the half of chalitza. If I do chalitza, I have to do chalitza to the pasul one. Because if I do chalitza to the kosher one, acherim tzrichin. Here it's a suffix acherim tzrichin, right? Others might need it. Kayin doesn't need amana. I know many kayin who didn't marry almanas. They can marry pnuyas. They can marry pnuya, and they can marry a woman that was never that never came to this nativ. What this woman, right now I'm talking about this woman. If I do chalitza to this woman, I'm going to pass her on kayinim. Now vaday a kayin is going to use him. If I'm parking on my block, I come home at night, I have a driveway. If there's a parking place, I'm allowed to go into the parking place. So this Gemara seems that it's an isser. I forgot to tell you, the Bishmul says we give malchus for this. Bishmul says on this halacha that I think it comes from the Ritva and Agamara that somebody who shayfich meibayi v'chein svichin loy gets malchus. Not the rice, obviously. Malchus married this, the Rabbanon, what? Midas Sadaim to park in a parking place when sometimes I'm lazy to pull into the driveway. I have a parking, huh? Taking away from potential. Even if it's only a suffix of someone who parked there. In Brooklyn, it's a vaday. That's what comes out from this Gemara, no? And it's a joke, it's serious. It's a koshke. Now I'm wasting somebody else's. That's worse, no? If it's mine, maybe I would think I could do it.
It's easier to do it this way. It's not part of the even though my enough is less.
Why is it easy? It's easier?
It's easier. Whatever reason it is, it's more called this driver. Rashi explaining it the same. Rashi's kind of guy said it, but not shot that it's affecting her. Because she's not to anyone. Afish ain't Sarah Fulham, right? Well, you can have anybody. Afish ain't Sarah Fulham. But Chayim three from Fulham. The issue is the Kayahan. Kayahan is Niramanis.
Kayahan Niramanis.
So the issue is Kayahan Niramanis.
Right. So I might be causing a hefset to the Kayahan. It's not a vada I'm causing a hefset to the Kayahan. But I might.
They have to be making it less. You're making it. They have less choices right now.
They have less choices. Okay. They have less choices. All I'm saying is, it's not a vaday that the kohen would choose this person anyway. Anyway, that's what it seems. That's a musar here in the Gemara. Really, Yavam is a little musar. I didn't expect that. No, that's, I don't think it's a joke. Seriously.
One wife is here. Another wife is not here now. One sorry is not here.
It
do
right now. You do business
right
now.
Pass
the
passport
for a friend. So you have to wait for another sorrow. It's done.
Why
is it
better
to wait?
Why should I wait?
To make it easier for other people. You were talking about someone who doesn't care, but Dafka is someone that's all the same.
Otherwise, why should I? If someone's not thirsty, he can't drink. Maybe someone's thirsty.
No, if you want to be in the henna, you could be in the henna. That's for sure. What's this? No, the other way today.
I'm not so thirsty. Some guy is a lot more thirsty than I am.
I don't know. If it's a real one, no, you're right. I don't think it's such a big. Okay. What? It's answering only Chalitza. Yeah, the Yibum. Why is that by Yibum? Why don't we say by Yibum, be Miyabim the Apostle? Why don't we say every Yisrael should only date Grushas? Why should he date somebody who's available to Kayanim? He should date only Grushas. So some the answer is when it comes to marrying, you marry the person you want to marry. You don't just go by technical things. You marry the person you want to marry. So it comes to Miyabim, you're Miyabim the Ksheira, you're not to Miyabim the Psul. But Chalitza is no big deal. What's the difference to you? Same as the Chalitza. Okay. I think it's what it says in the Gemara. So at least I got some halacha l'maisa out of Yivam Islam. Now Gemara has one more raya. Tashma hamaza grushasi mishanissis hivitzarasa chilatzas. An important case. Hot cup. Okay. Tashma. Next to the last narrow line. Three from the end of the narrow line. Toshma, hamagze gerushasa mishanissis. Somebody takes his gerusha back, she already got married. He vitzarasa chaylatzes. He and her tzara do chalitza. He vitzarasa chakadaita. Both of them do chalitza. Zechanat. Elaima oihi oi tzarasa. Either her or the tzara does chalitza. Aha! So we see by Mazik Rushasi Mishanissis, there's a din on the Tzara. We see the Tzara could do Chalitza. So we see he Tzarasa Chalach Chalitzas. We see that it's not a din Tumah. So therefore we should be patient. What? Which you buy, yeah? So we're being patient the first Ibaya. Right? Taisa says we're being patient the first Ibaya. The first Ibaya was that does anybody hold that the tzara, the first ibaya was, if basically keep her holds zicha nothing, shouts like the rabbana. So mele, this would be the rabbana. According to the second ibaya, we said that the rabbana and zicha hold chalitza, and the ibaya is the basically keep her. So it can be a raya. We'll say this is the rabbana. Like the first lashon, what? So it's not this one also.
No.
Why? Ikalameim asik rabbana. No. In the second Ibaya, we said, Aliba Drabanan, Kim Disakar Isakar. So Zichar is a Chiv on the Tzara. So why can't I say that this price is going to Rabbanan? You mean the raya is that it says chalitza not yibum, but it says tzarasa. The ibaya was it is a din on the tzara. Again, we said later about kim the yaker yaker, it's a din on tzara. The shaila is according to him tumah ksiva, is there a din on the tzara? So this could still be, it's still not patient ibaya. It's patient that there's no yibum, but the ibaya whether there's a din on the tzara is not a raya. No. Good. If you hold the Koyet Rabbi Yaitzi that the Tzara do Chalitza, you're right. But really, the Ibaya was that there's any din on the Tzara at all. Right. The Rabbanu said Zicha Kim the Yaker Yaker. So you're saying this can be the Rabbanu, then you would need Yibum. That's what you're saying. Then you would have an option of Yibum. Okay. Okay, I would understand that it's going on both of them. Maybe you're right. Anyway, the Gemara answers, La tuse kamitatis la tuitzachi chalatzas ha tzorase chalatzas abemis. So teach it this way, that the tzara oichai letzas oi misya abemis. So it's much like you're saying, that the havamina was misya abemis. There's no yibum, so tuitzachi that there is yibum. So the havamina was to bring a raya that the tzara has no yibum, which taka would be a raya. Right. So this taka being pasha like the Rabbanan. Yeah, the question is if also like the second one. In other words, this pasha like the Rabbanan, which is the first lashon. Going to the second lashon, Lav Dafka. Okay. This says it, the Taisa Tzaraz. Okay, so period. So what do we learn up? We learned up a big piece of Gemara. The big piece of Gemara is a small piece of Gemara. The Gemara just says, Shaila, what's the din of Tzaraz Maza Grushasai? Is Tzaraz Maza Grushasai have a din Tuma Ke'erva? It doesn't have a din Tuma Ke'erva. In order to ask the Shaila, we have to ask it one way like Rabbi Yaisi and one way like the Chachamim. Really, we're asking it on both. And the Gemara tried to be patient it, and the Gemara knocked off both of the rayas. Now, the discussion here has to do with the Grusha herself. This whole Gemara talks about Tzoras Maza Grushas. What about the Tzora herself? Does the Gemara assuming that the Grusha herself, right? A man divorced his wife. She got married. Her second husband died or divorced her. She came back to the first husband. He remarried her. He's not supposed to. He remarried her anyway. He remarried her, and he died. Now, Zakta Gemara, what's the din of Hatzara? What's the din of Hara? What's Hara din? So Taisvis Tzarasa Mahu talks about the din of Hara. Now you have to remember, we have to ask Lair B'Yaisi Ben Keeper. We have to ask later Rabbana. Lair B'Yaisi Ben Keeper, the Iker word Toma, says Amazig Rushasa and this woman. Like the Chachamim, the Iker word Toma says about a Saita, just maybe a Mikriyas Tibidei Pshuta. So we're talking about this Grusha that he was Mavzer. The Grusha, Rabbi Yaisi Ben Keeper, Zicha has it in Toma. Like the Rabbanon, if they Mikriyas Tibidei Pshuta, then she has a Shem Toma. So here Taisa says a Chiddush, which we're going to try to understand. Sarasa Mauza, Taisa, he Gufa, like me by a leg. She herself, there's no Shaila. Why is there no Shaila? Lay me by like. There are two parts of Taisus. Rabbi Yaisi Ben Keeper, like the Chacham. So look at what Taisus says. He says two different things. He says one thing like Rabbi Yaisi, and one thing like the Chachamim. Dil Rabbi Yaisi Ben Keeper, Vadi Ptura Min Achalitza, Umin Ayibam. Lay Rabbi Yaisi Ben Keeper, Taisus, Zichi Apata from Chalitza and Yibam. The Tumak Sivba Karay, she's a regular Erva. Do you hear this? Rabbi Yaisi, Taisa says, Pata Mechalitza. Ulu Rabbanan, Nami. Why say Nami? Ulu Rabbanan, Nami. Nami is a strange Nami. Ulu Rabbanan, he gufa pshita, Dichailatza, Salaim, Siavemis. Koyte Rabbanan, Nami, I guess, means it's also Pashit, but it's Pashit the opposite. He gufa pshita, Dichailatza, Salaim, Siavemis. So Taisa is saying that Loi Rabbi Yaisi, she herself, the Grusha, no Chalitza. She's Tome, Erva, no Chalitza. Loi Te Chachamim, you do need Chalitza. Why? Why? Ayat says Tome. So the words of Taisus here are a little hard. Da filmum tim salaim akim de sakar is sakar, ena misya bemis bakava chayma, da hasha bemutala nesra vasala la koshke. On the tzad, that it's nekar, she's not an erva. There's still no yibum, because we're going to have a kal v'chayim soon. Hashda b'muto la nesra, basa la l'koshke. V'im timtzalayim enami, de'im b'kriyayim de'im pshutai, and she's a tmeya, ain't la paitcha min achalitza. Why not? Why shouldn't she be part of a chalitza? She's a tamei. Kivin di ikakwa, the tuma, besay tiksiv, v'lay b'mazag rishah, say mishum d'lay mistav, v'lay mikri tuma, nisui grisha, k'mishas la. You hear what he's saying? The word Tuma, Rabbi Yaisi Ben Keeper applies to Mazag Rishasa. The word Tuma, according to the Chachamim, on the Tzad of Eimek Nusim Dei Pshutai, also goes on a Mazag Rishasa. Yet, the same word Tuma, like Rabbi Yaisi Ben Keeper, Patis from Yibam and Chalitza, and like the Chachamim, since it's only Pshutai Shalmikra, it doesn't Patis from Chalitza, Yechayiv and Chalitza. So Taisa say, the word Tuma, like Rabbi Yaisi Ben Keeper, Patis from Chalitza. The word Tuma, like the Rabbanan, if you say, even if you say a Mikri Yaisi Pshutai, and it says Tuma Amazig Rishasai, nevertheless you need Chalitza. Now, Ershtons, the Ramban, the Rajba, the Ritva, all argue with Taisa. They hold that there's no difference in Rabbi Yaisi Ben Keeper, there's no difference in the Chachamim. that everybody will hold you need chalitza. Everybody will hold that the grusha herself needs chalitza. Why? Now listen to this. Why do they say that everybody will hold the grusha needs chalitza? They say the following svara. If the husband would be alive and he was mazeh grusha asai, she needs a get. If the husband would still be alive and he was mazeh grusha asai, so she would need a get from the husband. So since if the husband was alive, she would need a get from the husband. Now that they're divorced, she needs chalitza from the ibum. I mean, now that he died, she needs chalitza from the ibum. As they state in the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, I think Mukhi Yosef also. Now, if you're halting kap, that's the Ravid svar in the sugya of Saita. What the Ravid said in the sugya of Saita, the Ramban, the Rashba, and the Ritva are saying in the sugya of Mazeh Grusha. They don't say it there. This svara of the Ravid, which is a good svara, that if the husband were alive, you would need a get. So now the husband's dead, you need chalitza. They say it by Mazeh Grusha and not by Saita. I have to understand why. But that's what they say. So therefore, they argue with Taisus. Taisus says, like the Rabbanan, you need chalitza, not Rabbi Yosef and Kippur. And they say, according to everyone, you need chalitza. Yizichah Mazeh Grusha Asai, I'm talking about the Tzara. The Gemara talks about the Tzara. The Grusha herself, the Gemara doesn't talk about. So they say that it's a Davar Pashit, that the Grusha would need chalitza. So why does it say Tuma according to Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur? To tell you, but it's an Ibayim if it's patting the Tzara. It says Tuma. What? Same question we asked according to the Ravid. By Saita, it says Tuma to be Miyayit that you can do Yibam. That's what he said there. Baal Bayal, and yeah, we use it for Yibam as well. And here, again, it says Tuma by Saita, it says Tuma by Mazeh Grusha Asai. I would think, similar to Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur, I would think that they're both identical. Just like by Saita it says Tuma and there's a certain result, the same thing by Yibum it says Saita, it should be the same. By Mazeh Grusha Asai it says Saita, it should be the same result. What we're saying now is, like the Ramban, the Rashba, and the Ritva, it's not the same. By Saita it says Tuma, and Avade Saita is no Chalitza. You don't need that chalitza na yibam. And by Mazeh Grusha Asai it says Tuma, and even by Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur, it says here Tuma, you're not excluding chalitza. We're saying chalitza you do give. What's going on? You understand it? The Ravid's very geshmak. Like the Ravid, it says Tuma by both. And just like over there where it says Tuma, you still need Chalitza. Because he has a Svara that by the husband would need to get, you need Chalitza. So like the Ravid, at least they're both the same. I have to explain it. The Svara of the Ravid. But Lamaisa, they're both the same. The Kasha is, according to the Ramban, the Rashba, and the Ritva, we have a problem. We have here two Gemaras, one after the other. It says by Saita, it says Tuma. And by Mazeh Grusha Asai, like Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur, it says Tuma. So it says Tuma by both. And we're having two different results from the same pasuk, of a Pella. From the word Tuma that says over there, by Saita, we're saying a Saita zicha pata from Chalitza. Vade Saita is pata from Chalitza. And by Mazeh Grusha Asai, we're saying you do need Chalitza. What's going on? Same pasuk. It's a double pella. So this is a kasha which which is the stipler in Simin Zayin Ois Aleph comes to answer. I think I saw it. He asked Hashem Dechem Deshleimai, and needs Hesber here. It needs some kind of explanation why it should be. I mean, it would be one sugi and getting one sugi and yavamis. Okay, it's two gemaras one after the other. It's such an obvious problem. How could it be? Now the truth is that the kasha is more obvious, like the Ramban, the Rashi, and the Ritva. Why, when it says tuma by saita, it's one result, and it says tuma by mazir rishon, it's a different result. It's an obvious problem. The truth is, even like Tosfos in the Chachamim, Tosfos said the same thing. Basically, the keeper didn't say it, but in the Chachamim, Tosfos said pretty much the same thing. He said Tosfos had an explanation which is hard to understand, but Tosfos said the tuma of the Chachamim by mazir rishon also needs chalitza, also really needs hezbo. One more kasha. The word tumah is coming to be mamayit something. Why would you think it's more mistaver to be mamayit? It says tumah by Mazgur Shasai. Is it more mistaver to be mamayit the tzara? The tzara you don't do yibam? Or the grusha doesn't need chalitza? If I can be memayit one thing, why? What is the more mistava to be memayit from the word tuma? Tuma means there's something wrong with this lady, something wrong with her. Why would logic tell me to be memayit first? Sarah or her from chalitza? Logically, I'm just asking this kasha. I don't know anybody who asked it, but it just seems to me. Huh? Somebody called someone a shagetz. So you would learn from that something about him or something about his Torah, something about his relative. No? The Torah calls this lady a shagetz. Shiksa. Right? She's a tumah. What do you mean, mamayit from tumah? Isn't it funny that it's a very strange thing? We're being mamayit from tumah, the tzara, that's the sugi in the Gemara. Tuma makes that the tzara should be pater, but she herself, she needs chalitza. I would first take off. Yeah, I don't mean it's tamei. Right. So, what's the outcome of the Torah calling a certain human being a halachic tuma? The outcome should be something that has to do with her, or something that has to do with her tzara. Really? If they arrest somebody for doing a terrible aveira, let's say it's true. So you think, oh, he's terrible? Or you think, oh, his tzara must be terrible?
No, but the halakh is what's the outcome of the fact that they arrest
him. So I'm asking, what's the outcome? The outcome should have to do with the person. If the outcome is teaching us one thing, not two, if there's two, I have no problem. Total erva, no chalitza, no tzara, I have no problem. But if it's only excluding one, which is what the Ramban, the Rashi, and the Ritva are saying, I would think to choose the one that has to do with her, not the one that has to do with her tzara. It's the weirdest thing. Torah calls her a tumeya, and therefore what? Therefore the tzara is pater. Okay, but I'm trying to say therefore she doesn't even need chalitza. She's such a tumeya that you don't do evil, you don't even do chalitza. Logic would dictate that you first start up with her and then start up with her relatives, especially Hatzara, who she probably hates. So because she did an avlo, Hatzara should be Misrachi. So first let me tell you what the stipler answers, but it's incomplete, as you'll see in a minute. The stipler answers the following this difference. Okay, again, everybody with me? The question is a simple question. It says tuma by saita. It says tuma by mazik rishasa. By the tuma of saita, we're excluding chalitza. By the tuma of saita, we're only excluding the tzara and not chalitza. Why? It's the same word. That's the question. What's the difference saita? What's the difference mazik rishasa? The stipler in Simon Zion, Ois Aleph, Teich Tavarov, he's coming to explain something else. But Agat, he explains this. He says the following. He says there's two different drushes of tumah. The tumah that it says by Saita is going on the Yavam. And since it's going on the Yavam, it's going on a case of Yibum. Since the tumah says there is going on a case of Yibum, so therefore it excludes everything. Chalitza, Tzara, absolutely, it excludes everything. However, the tumah that says b'mazigur shasai is not going on Yibum. It's really going on the husband. The tumah that says b'mazigur shasai is going on the husband. And we have a svara that if by the husband you need a get, so by Yibum, we have a svara b'mutalah, so we have a svara b'mutalah nesra, b'asalah lekoshke. We're going to have a svara, which Tysus, the Gemara says later, but Tysus plugs in here. That so from a svara we extend it to Yibum. Since we extend it to Yibum, it's not the pasuk says by Yibum, we're only extending it to Yibum. So we can only extend it to Yibum as much as it is by the husband. Since the husband needs a get, the Yavam needs chalitza. So the basic difference is that by Yibum, the word tumah, by Saita, the word tumah is going on the Yavam. So bang, he's like an erva, like a chesisha, bang, no dine yavamis at all. Masha'en came by mazigur shasai. The word tumah is going on this husband. We're just learning out the other husband from a svara that b'mutala nesra v'asola koshke. Since we're learning out from that svara, that's why the Ramban holds of the svara that she can't be worse than the husband. The husband needs a get, so you need chalitza. And with that we understand that by Saita, the Rambam didn't say the right at Svara. By Saita, the Pasuk is talking about the Yavam directly. Talking about the Yavam directly, Menela, bang, you get all the dinim. No Svaris, we're not learning it out of the husband. By Mazigur Shasai, where the Pasuk is talking about the husband, we're just learning Yavama out of a husband from a Svara. So there we say the Yavama has the same din as the husband. Since the husband would need a get, the Yavama needs chalitza.
The whole idea of you need to get chalitza is from
Sugya Saita.
If you're
going to hold it. We're in the Sugya Saita. So what are you going to say? That Sugya is arguing with this Sugya, that's what you're saying.
They're going to apply that drush, which he said by Saita, that Sugya, and not like that drush?
I don't know. That's the Rav's kasha on that, right? That's the Rav's kasha. So why don't we say this far?
That's
they're answering.
He's applying what's the Vada Saita. You can't just take a Sugya Saita and now say that's not what Saita's talking about and apply it here.
What he's saying is that by Vada Saita, it's without the Svara. It's a direct Gezeris HaKasa Vayavam. Seems like you have a Svara to compare to the husband, but it's a Gezeris HaKasa Vayavam. What are you going to do? Mashiach can hear, it's not a Gezeris HaKasa Vayavam. That's what he asks. What's the problem with the Teretz? Any problem with the Teretz? Oh, that's the problem. That's the problem. His whole Hamnacha, the whole Stipler is telling me, by sight, the Pasuk says on the Yavam himself. Memela, over here, the Pasuk doesn't say on the Yavam himself. It's just a limud from the Baal. I don't know, it says three times Tuma. Echad le Baal, Echad le Baal, Echad le Truma. Hashuk Shat. Not going on the Yavam himself. Now, I do have to tell you, there are Bukhanan, the last two paragraphs of Simen Tezvav, says the same lashon that by Saita it's going on the Yavam himself. But again, it needs some explanation from where do you get this. It's a nice teretz if by Saita it's Exeris HaKasav on the Yavam, and here it's Exeris HaKasav of the husband. We're learning the Yavam from husband, so maybe it's different. So the teretz will be a good teretz. But where does it say it? So the Dibur Smaisha, the Haris, he obviously doesn't bring the Stipler. But he says Nakuda to explain this Taisis and the Ramban, the Rashi and the Ritva. He adds a Nakuda. You take it together with the Stipler. It's very geshmak. Listen to what Moshe says. Typical, you know, the Stipler brings Rayas. Moshe took Svaris. That's his style. Rav Moshe says the following svara. By a saita, what does tumma mean? By saita, tumma means this woman is a terrible woman. You know what it means? She's a tameya. She's a disgusting person. Look what she did. She was an atachas baila. By saita, tumma goes on the woman. By masa gerusha say, Sakra Moshe, does tumma go on the woman? Is she any more tameya than the husband? Is she tameya la'alma? Did she do an avla klapi the world? She was a mizana. She went back to her husband. Her husband's not allowed to marry her. She's not allowed to marry her husband. The word tumma means a totally different thing. By saita, tumma means she's an erev. She's a person that you have to be merachik. She's a eshes ish mizana tachas baila. We don't know of any worse expression of znus. That's this akaris. Tuma by saita means one thing, a terrible woman. Memela, she's nisrachet legamri, no chalitza, patas etzara. She's like every erva. Tuma by yibum doesn't mean that this person is a ba'avol person. Tuma by mazer gerushasai means that the kesher between them is a tumah. The connection, the marriage between this man and this woman, by mazik rishasai, is nitmah. It's a tumah. Not the woman is a tumah. The connection, the chibur, the ishus between this man and this woman, kedushas taifas, they're married, but that connection is a tumah dikah connection. Memela zokter maishet so gishmak. By Saita, where she's a Temeya, we throw her out. We say the Torah means she's like an Erva, no Yibum, no Chalitza, Patas Atzara, she's like an Eshesach. She's just like an Avei Eshesach, you have to get distance yourself from such a woman. By Mazag Rushase, what do we say? By Mazag Rushase, we're saying the Chibur between a man and his previously divorced woman, who he remarried, is Temeya. It's a after she became tummy, why did she become tummy? She became tummy from him. The chibur is a bad chibur. Here, some astaver. If the problem is in the chibur, the tummy is in the connection between the two of them. So now, I'm going to say that legabe yibum, we have a ptur. The ptur is a ptur in Yibum. What is the ptur? The ptur is the same ptur. They have a shvach chibur. The connection between them is tane. So memela, we have an ibaya. It does a pata atzara. What about needing chalitza? Of course, you need chalitza. The whole tuma is on the chibur between this man and this woman, and they need a get. If you're going to learn Yibum from the chibur between this, the connection, the ishus of this man and this woman. So just like the connection this man needs a get, that connection needs a chalitza. We're learning one from the other. So the stipler is batsam right. By saita, she's a temeya ke'erva, so that path is evil. By mazinger shasai, the ishus between this man and this woman is temeya, and that extends to chalitza, so we say a svara, that just like he would need to give her a get, Yavam needs to give chalitza. It's almost a kedvash. Ramesh Svar is such a. It's upgeteiched the word tumah, not just blindly saying it says tumah ke'erva, but teiching up tumah. Tumah by sight is one thing, tumah is a grushasi is something else. She became tumah through from him. She became tumah. By Bazi Grushasi. By getting married to the grusha, to the second time to the first husband. I understand, but the beer with the second husband is not an Aveira. Right? She was married to one man, she got a get. She went to the second one, she married him. There was no tumah there, so we're using the Losha, Achei Vishu Tamah. The marriage to the second husband makes that the Chavazik Rishasa is an Avla. So that, what is the Avla? The Avla is the going back to the first one. So if the Rav is going back, then it's very mistaken. With this, it answers everything. It answers why the Ramban, the Rashi, and the Ritva say such a svara that if the husband needs a get, the Yavam needs a chalitza. They say it here. They don't agree with the Ravid who said it by Saita. Why don't they agree? If the svara is a good svara, it should be a good svara by Saita, it should be a good svara here. Terah says, no. Dafka here. Because here, we're learning the din yibum out of the din of this husband. So mele, we have to learn it out of Gamri. We say, b'muta la nesra, basur la kashken, we're learning it out of here. So mele, it has to have the same din. So it follows. It has to have the same din. So you learn it out. That explains why the Ramban said it here and not there. And that explains the other kasha I asked, why tuma? It says tuma. Use it for her, that she shouldn't be chalitza. Why using it for a tzara? Teretz is for her herself. We have no choice. We know the husband has to give a get. And we're learning it from there, so obviously she needs chalitza. So taken together, the stifler Ramai should give a clarikite. Now the next piece of Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yechonam, Amar Rabbi Bar Abba, Rabbi Yechonam Boyan, Isaac Mishosim, 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 Mahu, for those of you who did not learn it yet, it's almost an identical Gemara. The Rashba explains the difference in this Gemara and the previous Gemara, but it's the same sort of Ibaya. And on the top of Yudeis Amin Alf is the same two Rayas that we had here and the same two Terutzim. It's a repetition of this Gemara. We have again, Kanshan Rebbe, Leishmachadam Eibay, Rebbe Achayim Tzrichim Lahem, Toshma, halfway down to Tritzachi, I would say 45% or 40% down in the Gemara, is word for word repeats this Gemara. So it's not running to get to the end of the Sugah Mazag Rishasai, which goes to Amar Rav Lili Bar Mamel on the next Amid. So be up to the Yitzh Hashem for tomorrow. We're going to hopefully get till there, and we'll deal with the Kal V'Chomer.